Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And yes, this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, race officials get together and talk about local racing. So if you're a race fan, racer, or race official, we want to hear from you. Tonight's hosts, we have Mr. J.J. Dunn.
Good evening.
Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
And co-hosting here, little old me, Mike. Glad everybody can join us. Want to thank all our new listeners for tuning in, all our regulars, of course, and thanks for being active on our Facebook page. You know, everybody that...
officials? I'm still stuck on officials.
And, of course, all of Gary's friends with Facebook and all of JJ's MySpace friends. What do they call them on MySpace? They don't call them friends, do they, JJ?
I have no friends.
They call them acquaintances.
I have mere acquaintances through the night.
Yeah, on MySpace, they're called acquaintances.
And, again, we're here talking about local racing. Of course, we talk about all kinds of motorsports, not just oval track racing, but we talk about what we know about. All of us, if you are familiar with who we are, all of us are actual hobby racers. We all race some type of oval track, race car, dirt, or asphalt. Of course, JJ and Gary Wyatt with JC Motorsports, they run around in their bomber stock cars.
I don't know nothing.
Cars, so run around and run into. So
I'm not admitting to anything.
And of course, myself, I haven't gotten a car
he
here
has
in a long
whole
time.
Farm of cars.
A farm of cars. They're still growing.
Yes, they are.
They're not ripe yet.
What does his car sound like? Or some of them? I hope the modified's going to turn over.
Well, I got to get it this weekend, so it will be. Right. And, of course, we talk about local, you know, what we do, oval track racing at dirt track level and asphalt. Short stuff, you know, the quarter mile,
the quarter
mile.
Here's
half mile.
Is this what the modified's going to sound like this coming weekend?
Here's Michael in his car.
Man, that's Tim. Wait, what's he whining about?
Oh,
this
no,
week?
Wrong one. I'm sorry. That was the wrong one.
That's Tim after looking at the car.
This is what my cars sound like, if they're even that far. So, we want to put it out there. If you're into some type of motorsports, anything on wheels, of course, if you're into drag strip racing, you know, quarter mile, eighth mile, whatever it is.
Dirt, go-kart, dirt, motorcycle,
exactly.
Doesn't matter. Motocross, doesn't matter.
And we
want
to hear
man.
From you. We want to hear from what your team's doing out there. Of course, like we said, we talk about what we know, but we don't – now, JJ and Gary might like to talk about themselves all the time, but we want to hear from you. We want you to call in. We're going to put the number out there so you can call in. Let's talk about you. You can be anonymous. You know, we don't have to – you don't have to tell us who you are, but we'd like you to plug your sponsors, you know, get some –
free airtime.
Exactly. Get yourself out there. So what's that call-in number, JJ?
702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116. We had David Bodenhofer last week and Terry Heiser.
Yes.
So both of them at the track, and they called in and mentioned a couple of their sponsors. And
we're back in business as far as that number goes, so that is a good number you can call in. Hopefully, if you did try last week and couldn't get through, you want to call on that number again. That number is 682-685-8116. 702-685-8116. You know, want to hear from you, your team, what you're doing. Otherwise, thank you for listening to us talk about ourselves.
That's it.
We could talk about ourselves all day.
Yeah, we don't have caller ID, so we can't... can't discriminate up against the numbers. Oh, that's so-and-so. Click. Oops, sorry about that.
That's right. But, well, here's – he heard your calling. Mr. Tim there.
We have it delivered to us.
Yep.
Got
685-8116. Yes. That's phone number we're
you guys
dealing
got
with here.
Circle K delivery here, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary, I've got to give this to you.
Oh, another one. Hey, no. We're standing in the driver's meeting. And somebody says to me, somebody says, hey, where's that little Mexican guy?
That's funny.
And I said, and they're walking towards me. And they said, hey, Gary, you know that little Mexican guy? I said, who are you referring to?
Oh, that's funny.
And she said to me, he wants these papers. I said, why did I get stuck taking them to the little Mexican guy?
And for more of your little Mexican treats, you can go to GNS Pit Stop Trailer and get yourself buy two, get one free tacos.
That's right. Yes.
Ah, that's funny.
So I had to walk all the way over to the announcer's booth.
And you're probably waving and yelling and
calling
the whole way.
Calling, hey, meet me halfway. And, you know.
If you didn't already know, my phone ringer does not work. That's the only reason I wear this thing, I didn't have it in my ear.
Uh-huh.
So I don't – if I see a text, it's got to be by luck. Like, oh, look, yeah. I got a text. Hey. But I guess that's better than some people that don't even have a phone to look at.
Yes.
Well, just to bring everybody up to speed with Gary walking over to the tower, I got a couple questions for our fearless leader here, Michael.
Oh, boy.
Or the little Mexican guy.
Whichever one he prefers to become.
Walking over to the tower.
As long as it's Speedy. Speedy Gonzalez.
Andere. Andere.
He's hiding under the hat.
Oh, man.
But. This was the first time, I'd like to open this up right away, and you popped your cherry with announcing for the first time.
My hymen is broken.
You didn't have too much to say to us afterwards, but. For those who don't know, Michael Reffler, our host of On Wheels Now.
Co-host.
Man, why do you keep on babbling?
Hey.
Like crying out loud.
I think he's going around the question here, JJ.
Yeah, he's avoiding it.
Struggle.
He's avoiding it.
Yes.
You announced this weekend for the very first time up in the tower, and you were with Mikey, your son,
yep,
up there, which was really cool. What do you think?
You know, it's definitely harder than it looks. I want to put it out there real quick. Thanks to, Chad Broadhead for inviting me out there. Of course, JJ nudged him probably more than a little bit, but was able to get me up there to do some announcing at Pearl Valley Speedway. I want to thank Chad Broadhead for letting me have that opportunity. It was
different.
A lot harder than it looks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We do this radio thing, and it's a lot easier doing this, believe it or not, than it is doing that, because you got some many holes to fill when you're up there, and it was. I do it again. I do want to say
hey,
that
hey,
for sure.
Hey Chad,
yeah,
did you hear that? You did, Chad. Are you listening?
Yeah, you did say that you would do it again.
I would
know,
do it again, knowing it's one of those things of not knowing when you go into something, it adds a little extra pressure, but once you do it. Like you said, JJ, it becomes easier. And of course,
oh yeah.
If you don't know, JJ did
announce
also.
Yeah, I've announced over the years whenever Chad was short. Usually I get a phone call. Look, I went through 7 other announcers, and I finally come to you, and I'm my back's against the wall.
So now
I'm the 8th choice.
Yeah. So now, Michael, you're the 9th choice.
I'm the 9th choice. Look. Hey.
No, he's the 8th. He just took my spot. When Mikey, when he says no, then I got to go out there. But I have fun doing it.
Very challenging. And it's even more challenging when they tell you in advance. Of course, JJ warned me too, is here's da-da-da, what's going to happen, da-da-da. And we have our own heckler. He sits right here. Yeah. He's got his own seat. The heckler has his own
warned.
Seat. And you know where he sits, too. So
at least you were warned.
I was warned.
I mean, I went up there, and I was like, hey, what's with this guy? Leave me alone here, man. This is my first time.
Exactly.
You know, when you going to start the race? Quit friggin' talking. Will you? Crying
right.
out loud. It's 7 o'clock. Are you going to start? Man, oh, man. You know, you got to play the national anthem before you start that.
You know,
oh,
next time
yeah.
if I happen to be doing it and he does that, I'm going to walk down there and say, okay, it's your turn.
Yeah. So, yeah. Exactly. That's where I'd like to send this guy to Houston.
Oh, man.
You know?
But, you know.
I warned you about that.
Yes. Yes.
I warned you. At least you were warned, you know. I wasn't warned. It was like, here's the microphone, press this button, play the national anthem. Here's the list of sponsors, have at it.
Oh, you got a little more than I got. you got a little bit more than I got, except for you. Yeah, thanks again for, you know, kind of forewarning me. And
it's a different perspective.
Definitely is.
You know, and I spoke to Chad up there, and he, you know, he's looking for a flag man.
Right.
And I had expressed to him, you know, when you do flag, Chad, I would like to be up there in the stand, flag stand behind you.
And
that's
just so
something
you know,
I haven't. It's not that I have a desire to do
right.
it.
It'd be different.
Chad said you get a complete
different view.
Perspective. You know, with flagging, you know, and I'd like to get up there. I'd like to get up there one night
and,
if we ever have an off night.
And you did volunteer Mark Allison again.
Yeah, Mark Allison, you know, I remember him sitting right here with his hand raised, you know, when he's got nothing to do and he's not changing out oil pans. He can come down there and flag, you know.
Now, you know what, and that would be a great thing if you get a chance to sit up there. I'm sure at any given night when you have a chance, you probably can. Get with Chad and sit up there and see the view from the flag stands.
You know, one of these times. That's something I'd like to do, you know, definitely. Now, in packing, stand out there while the cars are packing? No.
Oh, man.
There's probably a bomber driver after this weekend that if I was standing out there packing... Okay, I'd be packed in.
Oh, yeah.
No, I give credit. I give credit to Eric and Chad standing out there, man. It's slipping and sliding, and they stand out there, and what we're talking about is during packing on a dirt track is that they stand in each corner, and they
guide
see
you up
how
or lower where they want the track packed.
Where they want the track where it's wet,
sure.
You know, and they move you up and down the track, you know. And I wouldn't mind... standing in the straightaway,
right.
You know, but these guys are on the turns, and I've had my car, you know,
right.
Everybody has.
Sideways.
Go to turn the car, and it don't turn.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in, too, what we're talking about is Pahrump Valley Speedway. It's a quarter-mile dirt track out in Pahrump Valley, not too far from here. Of course, they have 22 races left in the season, and what they do is on a dirt track is – when they prep it, of course, Chad preps it days in advance, sometimes even maybe a week in advance, depending
Wednesday,
on the weather.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's all over that track
and
working it.
Right, and when it comes to the race day, before the races start, they evaluate the track and see what needs to be done. And they get the cars out there. You get the mix of mini stocks, bomber stocks, whatever.
All the divisions.
The IMC modifieds, the different divisions out there to just try to lay that mud down, or whatever you want to call it, the dirt. And get it to set, and just like it says, mud packing, you're trying to pack that in the areas,
pack
like
the
you
track.
Said. Exactly.
So,
and that's interesting because sometimes it's so wet. Like you said, I remember times out there way in the past. This is before Chad took it over.
Oh, Dave Hall.
Where it was super wet, and the mini stocks could not even go in the corner without.
The bombers at the time weren't locked up, and you were only allowed one-leggers.
Oh, yeah.
And we're out there cutting grooves, you know.
It wasn't even packing. It was cutting down, making it work.
It was Dave Hall, okay, his heat racing, all right, was mud bogs.
Right.
20, 25-mile-an-hour heat races, you wound the thing up, you spun the wheels halfway down the stretch, you got off the gas and turned the wheel and hope you turned.
Right.
I mean, you came in and there was 500 pounds of mud all over the car, the roof, the trunk, everywhere.
Right.
You know, Chad's eliminated that. maybe we're doing 5 to 10 laps a car out there, and the track's ready to go.
And like you said, you have Chad out there, and then who else?
There was
Eric Schlesher.
Okay, Eric Schlesher out there guiding you in the areas where they need to pack that down, and you know, standing on the middle in the middle of the track, basically. And
and
who knows what can happen.
And here's the thing: if they step down,
right.
And I can only imagine they're hoping the car will go down or a certain
And of course, these cars are not going full speed or anything like that.
No.
They're just at idle speed.
Yeah, but they're still sliding.
But they do still slide.
Yeah.
So
there's guys out there that are like me that drive.
Oh, I'm sorry.
that are like me?
Right.
Okay. And I'd fear for my life if I had the direct pack.
Well, yeah,
besides my reputation, you know, there's a couple that just like to take me out right from the start.
Yeah, there's a quarter-mile dirt track, full-size race cars on these tracks, and and guys like JJ out there, watch out. You know, there's another guy out there, but we'll get to that in a few minutes. So
gives
us all a hope for a long hobby, local short track racing hobby, but you know, we'll get to that when we kind of go through the results here. We're going to go through some results of Pahrump Valley Speedways, .com. You can go there, of course, see some results, but we're going to go through the results from the race this past weekend that was a day race at 3 p.m.
Yep.
And like I said, I was able to announce there. I want to thank you guys and everybody also. But
I'm glad you and Mike, you got to come out and do it again, man.
We'd like to do it again.
You know, I mean, the more you do it, the more relaxed you are, the more you pick up the flow.
Now, I haven't talked to Chad to see if there was any, how many complaints. I didn't say how many complaints. But tell you what, the fans, and not that it's a bad thing, it's a good thing. They let you know if they can't hear you or if you're too loud or whatever.
Yes.
So,
There
was a couple times where they're like, louder, we can't hear you. I say, okay.
Oops. Turn it up, volume up. I always enjoy getting into the stands and talking to the fans. And, of course, you, for the main events, you got down to the track, which I enjoy, interviewing the racers, which is great. I think, that part of it, all right, the fans want to hear after somebody wins a race.
You know, and I especially, when the coupes finished, I especially wanted to go talk to the passenger in the coupes. That's what I was waiting for. Of course, if you're not familiar with it, what the coupes are, they're like a 1930s, 40s fiberglass body, full-size, kind of a spec division race car. But they allow passengers in that division. So most of them, not all of them, but most of them have a passenger seat in there. So,
Mark Daub has his daughter rolling in there.
Belcher.
Mike Belcher, I think he has a...
Has his brother?
Dave Belcher, I think he has a...
The 311, I think, is the one that won. Of course, talked to him, and then, I asked the passenger, what did he think and all that, and, he's been in that car before, but he was still pumped up, breathing hard, and was excited. It was like, this car is fast, And I was like, hey, you heard it there.
Yeah. And I don't know, you might have Susan Smotherman driving with... as a passenger with Jerry Patrick, her mom, I know the first time they brought it out last year, the last race, Sue was rolling with her. I saw her after the race, but failed to ask her. But there's Mark Daub, her daughter.
Amber.
Rolls with dad.
Which, if they don't know, Amber used to sell 50-50 tickets at Pahrump.
That's right.
Speedway.
That's right.
So that's where that's good. That's where all the jobs are going, that of the people that used to work for Chad. They're all in the race cars now.
Yes. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Ride along.
I've seen on one of the brag sheets, like as a nickname or something for somebody, it was like Amber's dad or something like that.
I want to ride along with Gary just to get an idea what it's like to go fast.
Well, let me tell you that.
Don't ride around with Gary then.
It looked like the track was nice. I'm going to ask you guys. I didn't go on the track, of course, but you guys raced on the track from a bomber division view. How was? I mean, I don't have to ask Gary, but I'm going to ask him anyways. How was the track to you?
It was good. It was good.
You pulled probably almost a full half lap. If not more, you almost lapped. I guess you did lap some people were getting ready to during that race. So you pulled away.
Two is a little. I had two and four. I had
JJ
a tough time.
JJ struggled a little bit.
Yeah, I had. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I'm getting used to the car. It's something, you know, we changed a few things up. It's a new handling car, and I'm still getting used to it. I mean, my first one in the season, I got lucky.
Is anything like Mark okay, was mentioning Gary, about your guys' cars?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know,
just
I got lucky taking that win the first race of the season. If anybody was out there watching me race this weekend, they'd probably agree you got lucky after watching me race this weekend.
No fights in the pits afterwards?
No, not at all.
That's
not
good.
At all.
You know,
not at all.
You know, thanks for your guys' view, but if you have you raced out there at Crump Rally Speedway this past weekend and have a different view of the track, different division, you know, these guys, of course, with JC Motorsports run around the Bombers, the Bomber division. You want to call in?
702-685-8116. We welcome anybody.
You know, there's
you know,
what?
If you watch me this weekend, you can ask me what was wrong.
And they had six different divisions out there racing.
Yeah.
They had on the Schedule 8, of course,
yeah.
The West Coast Super Stocks didn't actually race.
Comply.
And, right. And the Bomber.
The Dwarf Club went to another track.
Right. And we had one guy
you
show
know.
Up and was able
yeah.
to get some laps in, but they didn't actually race. So, but we had six, you know, full divisions racing out there, I believe.
Yeah.
No,
still a good show.
Five. Mini Mods didn't race either.
Right.
So.
Still a good show, though.
Very good show. Very good show.
Yeah.
Track was nice. Weather was absolutely beautiful. As
I provided plenty of entertainment.
Entertainment, yes. Of course, when these guys get, you know, in JC Motorsports have a first-place finish, they have something for the kids out there. And
yeah.
the kids line up and yell, JJ.
There was
JJ's
a lot
name.
Of people out there, man. There was a big crowd.
For me, that was the busiest I've seen that stand in a long time.
And
it was almost
there must have, I mean, we weren't prepared for like 50 kids at the fence either.
I know, and there was
man.
A ton of kids.
You know, and I feel bad, but I give all my toys out, and as you say, if one of us win,
right.
we give toys to the kids, or we give something to the kids.
I mean, if you didn't get something this week, kids, be back out there. Beg your parents to get you back out there March 1st at 7 p.m. That's the next race at Pump Rally
right.
Speedway. These guys, you know, try to remember different faces and stuff. And try to be equal to everybody. And if you didn't get something, yell at them. Tell them you didn't get something last race.
And not only that, but we also go at halftime. We go in the stands and we also give away stuff.
Okay.
So we try not to give the same kid over and over and over.
Right.
But as you
sometimes
said, it's hard to keep track of all the kids of which one we gave and which one we didn't.
We go up and sign hats. We sign shirts. We have giveaways. We sign Bud Light signs. You know,
get your kid to go up there with your saddest eyes and tug on their race suits and tell them, give me a toy. But yeah, if you go to Pro Valley Speedway, you know, during intermission, that these guys come to the spectator side, walk around the stands. There's other racers that come around there. You can get the autographs from these guys and all the other racers that come around. It's a great time for kids. You want to get a cheap night of entertainment, man. That's the place to go.
There's a bunch of fans up there. There's two guys that always come in. What's the track like, JJ?
Right.
Every race. Last year, what's the track like? What can we expect? What are we looking at? You know, and I let them know, you know, from my perspective in a Bomber, you know, 3,200-pound car, what, you know, it's doing for me and whether I think it's, you know, it's coming in nice, it's, you know, sloppy on the bottom,
right?
You know.
I think a lot of guys, what they'll do is that, like, when they race after you, they wait until you do your reverse lap all the way down till the exit to see how the track comes. That's their gauge, is how you drive around the track backwards.
Well, I stayed pretty much in the center. I had too many problems down low.
I made
a mistake diving down low, and I ended up paying for it. But
you drive around backwards straighter than you do going forward.
Thanks,
that's for
Mike.
Sure, man.
Thanks a lot.
I mean,
appreciate that.
Hey,
if it wasn't for the wall,
you announcing this weekend got a front row seat to that.
If it wasn't for the wall and the berm in the middle, Yeah, I don't know where you'd be. You'd probably be next door down on a highway.
What are you trying to say? I need to be contained?
Hey, hold on here.
Yeah, I need to containment. Be contained.
Hey,
that's right.
I got
to
ask JJ why we're on JJ. Hey, JJ, what did you do this weekend after the race?
Oh, that's right.
What did you do?
After
you left the GNS pit stop food truck, what did you do?
I went to Mavericks.
And what did you do at Mavericks?
I danced.
And what did you dance to?
YMCA.
Okay, folks, if you want to see that, look on the front page of the Bomber Nation.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It's on its way, guys.
You know what's funny is I actually...
I
actually bought the YMCA music with me to the track because I was going to play that. But then I looked around the crowd. I thought, I don't want this crowd to beat me up. Of course, what Gary's talking about, if you want to visit thebombernation.com, go to thebombernation.com website. Click on the message board links. You can check around up there. Of course, the first thing that pops up is the banner for pinkmail.org. Go to thebombernation.com. You can... click on the link that on the banner that first pops up, pinkmail.org, and you will be able to sign up for this free, secure email. It helps raise awareness, for breast cancer, against breast cancer, of course, and they raise money and stuff like that. They have an auction on there, so go to pinkmail.org and sign up for a free email. And don't forget to go to thebombernation.com website and check out the videos on there.
Yeah. And again, we had the pinkmail.org car out there with us of
Justin
Griffith.
Griffith.
Yes.
And, he was out there. The number 42, it's a white, what is that?
Monte Carlo, 1976 Monte Carlo.
The pink 42 car. Of course, I guess he's in all pink attire when he's racing. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course he's supporting pinkmail.org, and then of course you guys too this year have.
Yeah, we're
taken,
running on the back of a car.
JC Motorsports has the pinkmail.org also.
So, it's a very very good charity to get behind.
Of course,
I'm proud to be, and Gary's proud to be behind it.
And
also,
some other charities coming up that we're going to talk about too that we're going to be part of. But we're going to go ahead and take a break. After the break, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We've got Pump Valley Speedway results. We've got some other charity events to talk about, and we'll see when we get back after the break.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night. With mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more, there's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart. Who? Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Mike Brock from PinkMail.org, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
And thank you for joining us at On Wheels Now. Of course, we are the Racers Roundtable here.
We're back.
A lot of stuff to talk about. Of course, we could talk about racing and all night. And of course, these guys can talk about racing all 24 hours a day.
Pretty much.
But they like to talk too much about bombers. You guys got to give us a break here. We love bombers, but we got to talk about other stuff. Let's get you guys to call in, talk about your race.
685-8116. I'll talk about something different. I had a couple of videos sent. Okay,
oh,
I took a couple of people out. Okay, went to Mavericks Bar. I was dancing, a couple of videos sent. Oh. Never taking them out again.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Get me to go to another function whatsoever with them again.
Now, what happened was...
never again.
Jason Pike announced, I don't know who hosted it or anything like that.
I think
that.
It was Jason Pike. Yes.
Okay, he had a 70s party, I guess.
Yes.
It was after the
Trump
Rally Speedway race at Mavericks, which is... what is Mavericks?
Bar.
Just like a bar.
Bar,
lounge.
Restaurant. Yeah, they got a restaurant in there and stuff.
Mavericks,
And there was a bunch of drivers... Bunch of drivers there.
So you were either in two places after the races. You were either at GNS pit stop,
ate
food
there
truck,
first, got dinner,
and or at Mavericks.
Mavericks.
So
that's it. There was a bunch of guys there. Cool. Todd Nunley was there. Corey Little and Terry Little. I haven't seen in a long time. Susan Smotherman, Dustin Chastain from Tonopah. He showed me pictures of his car, his West Coast Super Stock. What's his name? Just revinyled it, John Broughton. quite a Eric Schenberger was there. Quite a few guys from the track was hanging out.
While you're on Pump Rally Speedway, well, let's go ahead and talk about the results. So maybe we'll give the results if you want to do them all, or if you want to do the top three or something.
Yeah,
like
sure.
That.
I'll run down the top three mini stocks. Dusty Lane put another trophy in his car. Susan Smotherman was second, and Austin Cook was
Koch,
third.
Koch, isn't it?
Cook.
I
Cook.
Thought it's Koch,
it's Cook.
But they say it's Cook.
Okay.
Our only one and only Mr. Gary Wyatt taking the bomber victory. Arlie Daniels, best finish to date, finished up
number
second.
Two.
And congratulations to Mike Lane finishing third. As you said before, 311 of Mike Belcher won in the coupes with Mark Dow second, and David Belcher finishing up third. And as we mentioned before about Mavericks, Jason Pike in the IMSA Mods in 23 car taking the victory there with John Jensen in the 8 second and Dan Snowden third, and our very own Mark Allison finishing up fourth with Brian Wolfenstein fifth. So
great races, too, by the way, guys. Every division put on a good show. As usual, track looked good. Man, I can't wait till the next race, March 1st. Of course, that was a 3 p.m. show. This last race, March 1st, is going
to
be a...
Now we go to 7 o'clock.
The rest of the
season. All the way through.
All the way till November.
All the way till November.
All 22-plus races the rest of the year. So.
Yeah, not 20 of them. The last two in November, I believe, we're rolling at 3.
Yes.
So.
Oh, really? They did the last. Okay.
So
in November we go back to 3.
But just keep it on your schedule for now. Yep.
And
7 p.m.
I believe the day after the duel is also at 3 p.m. But that's in November as well. So.
Okay. And of course you can go to PrumpValleySpeedway.com to keep posting on there.
Yeah, I got the schedule right here, printed out. 12/27/2013, December 27th. This came out. And, March 1st, it says right here, 7 p.m., not 3 p.m., the first two races with 3 p.m., March 1st, printed off at 12/27/2013, we go to 7 o'clock. So, Chad had this set over 2 months in advance. We pretty much knew exactly what time we were starting in March. So
you know, I just want to say thank you to all the race fans that showed up out there. It was a stands look good, man. You know, I it's the first time I've seen that many people in a long time. You know, want to fill up the pit side now also. You know, they had a decent turnout of cars, but, you know, the first show they had of the season, this was, of course, was the second show of the season, but the first show they had a great turnout also. So
the weather was fantastic this weekend.
Oh, yeah,
couldn't ask for better racing weather. No wind. It was great. It was great. Track held together real nice.
Yeah, looked good throughout the night. Just couldn't ask for better.
The track stayed together real well.
Yeah.
I
need a crappy track.
Yeah, now, one thing.
That's it. I get a crappy track.
You're good.
And I do good.
Gary does it as well. Speaking of the track real quick, in the Bomber division, there was somebody out there that was 2 days before his birthday on the 15th. Mr. Russ Wilson.
Yesterday was his 86th birthday.
So keep in mind, he was racing out there at 85 years old still in the Bomber division with an old 62 Thunderbird.
1962 Thunderbird.
Isn't it 66?
Huh?
66?
I thought it was 62.
It's a 66. Either way, the guy's 85 years old.
That's right.
He can drive whatever he wants out there.
I'll tell you, he brought that car out, and I went over to, you know, take a look at that. And he built this himself with a little bit of help from a friend. What a beautiful car.
Oh, man.
What a fantastic job he did on this car.
In case nobody knows, I happen to like Ford, so it
we have one Ford guy in here.
Yes, it was a beautiful car.
I'm not a fan of it, but it red, white, and blue,
now,
number 29,
and
we've been talking to Russ last year several times, and he's asked questions. I'm building the car. Well, he brought that Thunderbird out there and cranked it up. And did a great job.
Now, you said there's kind of a special feature on there why he chose, when you were talking to him, why he chose a Thunderbird of that year.
The tilt steering wheel.
Yeah, it goes to the right.
I think that's one of the only models of cars that actually came factory so it helps you get in the car easier, that the actual steering wheel tilts to the right, not up and down.
It slides.
Right,
it slides to the right. He says, this is my favorite feature on the car because it makes it easier for me to get in and out.
As far as I know, you said it doesn't lock into place.
At 86 years old, I'm going to need a crane and a T-top to put me in this car. To put me in a car.
You want to be able to drive your hover around into the car and lock it in.
God
get
bless
right out of my hover around right into the car.
God bless Russ Wilson. I plan on spending some time with him. He's told me several stories of he's raced on tracks that have been closed for 60 years.
Yeah, no, can you believe that?
Older than we are. He's raced on tracks in California that have been closed for 60 years. And he mentioned a town, and I'm like, that had a track? Oh, yeah, there's a bakery on it now.
There was a town there?
Yeah. And here, I mean, you think about it, 60 years ago, he's 86 years old.
Right.
That's 26. At 26 years old, he's racing on these tracks that have been long gone.
Yeah, exactly.
And here's the thing. He rolls in by himself.
Yes.
He rolled up. He had a buddy.
He had a friend helping him.
Well, he hooked a right down there in the bottom pits, and he came to our pits the back way.
Yes.
He says, hey, where can I park? Well, he happened to park in the Dorfs because, as you said earlier, the Dorfs wasn't there.
Right.
So, and so he parks there, and he gets out all by himself. He starts unloading that car all by himself. So we go over there and give him a hand to unload, you know. You got to remember, in 2 days from Saturday, the guy was going to be 86 years old.
86.
Yep.
I mean, Gary, that means we got another 40 years of racing to go, and JJ's got another 20.
32.
I'm just kidding. I'm busting.
32.
Busting.
He sure got that figured up fast, didn't he?
I knew that was coming.
I know. Hey, JJ,
was coming. I got another 32 to crack. Crack Russ's age, 86.
You know, it gives you, you know, in the back of your mind, a little bit of hope that, hey, there you can still have fun racing at 86 years old.
You know,
and he had a blast.
And who knows how many more years he's going to continue to race.
You, You know, here's the thing. As a driver, you just got to go shake the man's hand.
Well, exactly.
Just because he's out there even wanting to race.
Now, you guys said he plans on coming back.
Of course,
he had some small issues with his car. He lost his brakes and things like that.
I mean, he shook the car down. That's what he says. I'm starting in the back, and I'm out here to shake the car down. I'm going to be running up against the wall. I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. He says, I'm just shaking it down.
Right. And you
That's
know what?
It.
And I want to put it out there. You guys, please come out to Pahrump Valley Speedway March 1st at 7 p.m. Cheer on the Bombers, the guys running the Bomber division. Cheer on Russ Wilson himself. You know, give him some support. This guy's out there at, you know, over 86 years old here. You know, go out there. You got to watch him. You got to give him a hand for being out there and building this car. I mean, you're talking, he built this car at 84 years old. So.
This car is beautiful.
So you want to come out
really
come check out the car, you know, and come cheer this guy on and come support the track, Pahrump Valley Speedway, you know, come out there and just have a good time. It's low cost fun. You know, it's going to be a
great
day.
Great entertainment. You can't get cheaper entertainment, 4 or 5 hours entertainment. Okay, for a family of four, a fun pack, you know, $30.
Exactly.
You can't. I mean, four people for the movies today. All right, you're looking at $50 and a $5 popcorn.
Right.
That you got to share.
Exactly.
Where do you get $5 of popcorn?
That shit. At the theater.
No, that shit's $8 now, man.
Oh, is it? It tells me the last time I've been in a theater buying popcorn. It's $8 for a bucket of popcorn now.
Before we move on here, I want to throw it out there. Of course, LVMS Bullring starts their short track racing, asphalt track racing in March, of course, the end of March, at March 29th. They have open practice at LVMS at the Bullring March 15th. They have registration day and preseason open testing. Of course, that all starts at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then, of course, the track time, I believe, is 9:30 on.
To 4 p.m.
To 4 p.m.
Yeah, 9:30 to 4, yeah.
So open track registration, that's coming up March 15th. You want to make sure you, if you are a Bullring racer, asphalt racer, that's
I'm
where you
sorry.
Want to go check it out.
Yeah, their first race is March 29th.
March 29th.
Yeah, the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series opening night. You got all the NASCAR divisions running.
And, you know, we can't not mention, of course, you got the big boys coming in town March 6th through the 9th. They got test days starting the 6th and the 7th. That's Thursday and Friday night. And, of course, you got the Nationwide Series racing on Saturday, and then the Sprint Cup guys there on Sunday. The big boys here in town, of course. And then, and if you like more dirt track racing,
March 5th and 6th, you got the World
and
Outlaws.
That's a Wednesday and Thursday night.
Yeah, the STP Sprint Cars.
I can't wait for them guys.
That's March 5th and 6th at the Half Mile. So
Half Mile Dirt Track.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're not familiar with it, it's a dirt track at LVMS, right next to the drag strip, which is next to the Super Speedway. So the dirt track sits between the Super Speedway and the I-15 freeway there. And very, very beautiful track. Half Mile, they don't race it that often. So you want to get out there, watch the World of Outlaws. It's an amazing division. Them guys are professionals, you know. You got the IMCA Modifieds, I guess, racing on that same night on Wednesday.
Right.
And depending on how many cars, they may race on Thursday night also. But
yeah, World and Outlaws, I mean, they really bring in the crowd out there. And it's just a warm-up to the NASCAR, Nationwide NASCAR boys that roll in that weekend. It's a fun pack. I mean, I know a few people that take vacation.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And they spend their
week out there.
Yeah, they roll out there Tuesday.
Here, exactly.
They roll out there Tuesday, and they don't – I mean, they're 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away from the track. They roll out there with a camper on Tuesday, and they don't come back to the house till Sunday.
Exactly. So if you want to go, you know, go to LVMS.com. That's LVMS.com. Click on the track of your choice. Of course, the drag strip – speaking of the drag strip, is dark until after all this, till the 14th of March. So they have nothing going on in the strip. Then the 14th, of course, is the Midnight Mayhem coming back to the track after this dark period.
Yeah,
so
Friday nights.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. That's a blast if you've never been out there.
A lot of fun.
As long as your car's insured, licensed, driver registered, and you got to drive it there. Can't tow it. You got to drive it there. And I think it's still $10, and you can take as many passes as you want as long as they're open. It's a safe place. They got EMT medical crew there. You can get time slips. You work the tree. You get your time slip back and take as many runs as you want. You just line up over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun. I've done that myself. I've taken my motorcycle on there before and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've had my S10, my Corvette, my dually down there. It's, you know, it's fun just finding out, you know, what it's like, reaction time, and the speed you do, you know.
Of course, go to LVMF.com, click on the track of your choice there, check it out, and you want to find out some more fun local stuff, go to thebombernation.com website and click on the message boards there. You can post anything. I believe that's all free, of course, and secure. Sign up and post. See what people are talking about. Maybe they're talking about you. You want to go to thebombernation.com, thebombernation.com website, and see who's talking about you.
Hey,
of course,
I just got a text from Chad. Got an invitation to help him flag next race.
Hey, there you go.
So I guess Erica is not going to be in the stand, in the flag stand, and Chad is. So maybe I'll get up there for a couple
Pete
races.
Looking over his shoulder, very good.
Go check it out after the heat race. Jump up there for the last few races.
Cool.
And
again, I want to thank Chad. Hopefully he didn't get too many complaints, but for having me out there and announcing. And I'd love to do it again. You know, whenever there's an opportunity.
I
want to
thank you
my
for
schedule,
jumping
so.
Into the UN, Mikey.
No,
for
no
jumping
problem.
Into that
it
spot.
Was a lot of fun. It, you know, just like you want to get up in the stand, it's fun to just kind of see the perspective of that person's
it's,
view.
It's
know,
a whole different world. Whole different world.
If you go to the bombernation.com website, the first thing you're going to see is the banner for pinkmail.org. You want to click on that link. You can sign up for free email. If you scroll down, you're going to see something else. You're going to see a little thing about Kaylee Barker Racing and the Touch a Truck event. Now we got. You want to talk about that little?
We still
Gary?
Got that video up there. The Touch a Truck.
Well, it's not a video, but there's
a little
picture.
Teaser.
There may be a video. I didn't. My mind.
Yes, there is. Just scroll down a little bit more.
It doesn't
just
work on my browser, my Fire
yes,
Fox
there,
browser, but
yes,
here
there
on
is
some other one.
Yes, March 1st we have Touch a Truck.
Now that's a starts early, so they do have racing. At Pahrump at 7 p.m.
Oh, we got
the,
a full we got
daytime,
a full day
exactly.
We got a full day. This March 1st, 9:30 to 3:00. Okay, and there's an extended no horns hour and a half from 9:30 to 11. Okay,
so
and
if you have, that means if you have a child with sensitive hearing. That's the time you want to get your kids.
Yes, 9:30 to 11.
That's quiet time, basically. In the, you
correct.
Know, nobody's on the horns. It's, you know, time
and,
if you have sensitive ears.
And this is to support family connections. All the money stays here in Vegas. This is their one big fundraising event to handle all their major expenses. Come on out. Say hello to us. Bring your kids. They can climb in and
now,
touch just about any type of truck that you see of out there on the street.
Right.
Okay. Garbage truck, police car, K-9,
SWAT,
Caterpillar bulldozers. They even had an air balloon that they fired up and you can walk into. They have a helicopter that lands. And every year they bring the helicopter in about 11 o'clock and land it. And after the helicopter, that's when the horns
yes.
go up.
Right.
But tree trimming trucks, flatbeds, rigs.
Garbage trucks.
U-Haul trucks.
They have food trucks, the Wienermobile, the Shark Tank, you name it. It's a great day. The ticket that you buy to get in, all the money stays here in Las
still
Vegas.
$6 this year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, next Tuesday, Gary, I think you set
yes.
something up to have, I'm not sure it's going to be in studio or by phone, but we're going to have one of the promoters that put together this Touch a Truck event.
Which one yet,
right.
but they're working on it.
Right. She'll be on the show between 6 and 7 p.m. Of course, we're live every Tuesday. If you have any questions about Touch a Truck, that's going to be a few days before the event. You're going to want to make sure you're here with us at 6 p.m. next Tuesday at, you know, live with them, whether it's in studio or by phone. But we also when you come in, I think it was $6 last year. I'm sure it's right around the same price this year. Very cheap. It's a lot of fun entertainment for the kids. Walk around. Come to the back where the
Orleans.
AC Motorsports guys are set up. The BomberNation.com is going to have a set up there.
Yep.
I'm there with them guys. They have how many bombers?
We've got a couple new cars coming out this year. And something different we bring every year.
So you got two bombers.
Yeah.
You're going to have Arlie, is he going to bring his bomber?
Three.
That used to be out there, but it was Billy Grasser's 22X,
right.
Orange car. Now it's a red number 10.
You're bringing your mod.
We'll have Lucas Oil Modified out there.
And a couple
modified.
Other cars, have we firmed those up yet?
Kaylee
Barker is going to bring her championship superstock.
Now, Kaylee Barker, if you're not familiar with who she is, you can go to KayleeBarkerRacing.com, but she's the 2013 16-year-old champion of the Superstock division at LVMS Bullring Asphalt Track here locally. She's going to have her super late model.
I just got word today, about 4 hours ago, that they were going to bring that car.
The late model.
The brand new super late model.
Wow, great.
Hasn't even been on the track yet.
So this
they
is a new...
Both of them out
yes,
there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, they're going to have both the super late model and the super...
Yes, the super stock
okay.
and the super late model.
Where are you going to fit all these cars?
Hey, that's what we leave JJ here for, all right?
You know, and that's one thing that...
No problem. More the merrier.
I guarantee, I'm sure they're going to get hooked like I was when I first came out with you guys. Of course, JC Motorsports and thebarmernation.com. Gary Wyatt and JJ Nunn have been doing this for a few years now. This would be my, I guess, third year.
Third year,
Wow. We had the ASA truck out there the first year, the Lucas Oil Modified last year. We'll have that again this year out there. Of course, you're going to be able to see all a mix of cars. Then you're going to see the bomber stock cars. You're going to have a super stock, super late model, and a modified. So you get to see a little mix of what's going on.
A little bit of everything. We try and change it up every year.
And we are also going to do something special this year.
Yes.
For everybody. So
release it, buddy.
We're going to talk about it, right?
Go ahead.
Good?
Yeah, let us know.
Now, we're going to be...
I don't remember this part.
We're going to make sure we're on the same page, but we are going to do live broadcast this year.
I do remember this part.
Okay.
Yes.
JJ, do you know about this? Okay.
I thought you were going to have me stand up one of the cars and have the kids throw darts at me or something.
No. Yes. You are 100% Mike.
Now we're going to do a split broadcast. We're going to be out there live, 2 hours live, but we're going to split those hours into two different sessions. We're going to do a session between 10 and 11.
10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Which is between the horns free time. So we're going to have that time there. You know, you want to come to the look for all the race cars, the slew of race cars.
This is news to me.
Now we're going to be back in the back section. We're like right next to where the helicopter comes down. Walk around. You'll find us. You'll see all the bomber race cars. Look for the numbers on the side of the cars. You'll see the super stock and the super late model.
And we'll have giveaways.
Right. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have a live broadcast between 10 and 11 o'clock. And the second one is going to be between 1 and 2 o'clock. So, of course, the whole event winds down at 3 o'clock. So we're going to have two sessions there. If you miss the first one, we'll be live again between 1 and 2 o'clock. So 10 and 11 and 1 to 2, broadcasting live from the Touch a Truck event. You want to come see us. We'll have giveaways. We're going to be, there talking to people and getting your view on different things and getting you involved with local racing here.
That's great.
See Kaylee Barker. You know, you want to see a young up-and-coming driver, come see Kaylee Barker, see what she drives. Very, very smart. Very
well-spoken.
Good driver, well-spoken, up-and-coming driver. She's going somewhere, you know. Of course, this wouldn't be the first time from Vegas we had a young kid move up. We've got Dylan Kwasniewski up in the Nationwide Series this year. Just 2 years ago, he just turned 18. 2 years ago, he was where Kaylee was at. So we'll keep an eye out for her, see what she's got going on in the next couple of years. Maybe we'll see her up there rubbing doors with Danica Patrick.
You never know.
And you never know.
She's got a full year ahead of her this year in the super stock, in the super late. She's not running the super stock. She's going full time with the super late.
And this is a brand new super late model that she's going to be in. She was up against some of the best drivers, at this LVMS track, in this older super late model car. And let me tell you, she held her own. Of course, she got the championship. She was doing double duty all, you know, most of the year.
All year long.
You know, and she pulled off a very good finish in the super late models. Against
Six place in points.
Yeah, and one good
in the NASCAR Super Stocks. And that car, that's great that both of those cars are going to come out and be ready. You know,
so you get to see what she won in last year and what, her, and what she's going to win this year.
Yes, and as Mike said, we're going to do a live remote from Such a Truck.
Right. I'm glad you guys are.
And
was
I'm
just...
sure we're going to have a few questions for Kaylee so you guys can hear what she has to say.
Yeah, exactly. You want to hear what she says, you can join us. If you can't be at the Such a Truck event, we encourage you to be there. If you can't be there, get on your computers, be with
get on your cell phones, whatever you got.
Yeah, exactly. Go to onwheelsnow.com.
Borrow your
live.
Mom's cell phone. It's okay.
Borrow somebody.
She said
look,
it's all right. Just
for,
use it.
Look for Gary's cell phone and use his.
Yes.
He lost his. So if you're... have been trying to get a hold of Gary, and you haven't been able to. It's because he lost his phone. You want to get a hold of JJ or shoot him an email or shoot me an email or call me. You know, if he, I'm sure in his phone he probably had 400-plus numbers like I do in mine, and it really sucks to lose your phone.
Oh, yeah, been there, done that.
Yep. You know, we're getting close to running out of time, but, again, you want to get a hold of Gary. If you've been trying to get a hold of Gary, you know, he is not ignoring you. He lost his phone.
I got your number.
He don't have either. He's not calling you back because he don't know you're trying to get a hold of him, or he lost your number. Shoot him an email. I'm sure there's other ways
and
he's
get
got
a hold of him.
Get
a hold.
You can text me. I still have the same phone number. Text me.
Oh, okay.
I still have the same phone number.
There you go.
Just text me. It's just a new phone with no contacts in it.
Okay, so
get a hold of him on Facebook.
Yep. If you've been trying to get a hold of him the last couple of days,
become
try him
friend.
Again. Try him again.
I don't need no more.
Friend him.
You know, absolutely looking forward to the Touch a Truck event. It's going to be something else. No racing this weekend for you guys.
Nope.
So, good time to work on the cars and get them cleaned up and get them ready.
And remember, next week we'll have someone from Touch a Truck.
Here live Tuesday at 6 p.m. Live Tuesday at 6 p.m. That's going to be the countdown. We got less than 2 weeks away. To clean up the cars and get them ready and get them out there. So I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have Kaylee Barker out there this year.
Yeah.
We're going to have Arlie Daniels.
Out.
We're going to have Mr. Gary Wyatt, champion, of course, at the Pahrump Valley Speedway Bomber Division last year. Second place for Mr. J.J. Nunn here. Maybe we'll see him with the championship this year.
Run him and wreck him, Nunn.
Of course, those cars, you can see them out at Pahrump Valley Speedway, but you can also see them at the Touch a Truck event this March 1st weekend before they scratch the paint on them in the evening at Pahrump.
Oh, yeah. Follow us down there. We'll show you how to get down there. Follow us.
Once Touch a Truck is done, then...
we haul butt down to Pahrump,
you guys will be...
Yeah.
Probably going straight from the event.
Straight there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're going to load the cars up from Touch a Truck. And hit the freeway nonstop, man.
Straight through.
Straight through. We got a
22 hour day ahead of us. We're looking at we're up at 4, we're here at 5, we're at Touch a Truck at 6. We're hoping to be Touch a Truck ends at 3. We hope to be packed up at 4 to be down there by 6:30 and then maybe we'll be back home 1-2 o'clock in the morning. So we're looking at a full day, man. Going to need plenty of coffee and donuts, Michael.
You can't get coffee at the GNS pit stop trailer, so I wouldn't. Hey, speaking of that, as you guys always do after the Pahrump Valley races, are you going to have the truck available for racers even though it's a 7 p.m. show? So you want a late night you know, you want to go check out the GNS pit stop there in Pahrump. Yep. But we'll get to all the sponsors next week. We appreciate you being here. We're live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. So if you haven't heard it by now, you'll hear it again next week. We're going to see you next Tuesday with the Touch a Truck
interview
with the people putting on the show. So thanks, everybody, for being here. We can't wait to see you next Tuesday.
Have a good night.
Have a good evening.
Thanks for listening.